We're on Tes Vav Amud Aleph. On two dots at the top. V'hanoshim b'chlal ha-nezik. Minani mile. How do you know that women also are in the same parsha as nezik and as men? Omer of Yehuda Marav, v'chein tonadur of Yishmael, Omer Kro, ish o isha. Ki yasu mikol chatos. So now we're not going directly with Ezekiel. First, we're seeing that women and men are equal by most things. First of all, Isha Isha Kiyasu Mikol Chatos Hishva Hakosav Isha Isha Chol Onshin Shebetorah. Whatever onesh a person gets applies equally to men and women. Even though the Torah normally speaks B'lashon Zachar, but it doesn't mean to exclude women, except that there's a special miut. It means stam people. Tvei Rabbi Elazar Tana, another way. Ve'ilu ha'mishpatim asher tosim lifneihem. Right, lifneihem is plural. Ish v'hakosuv isha v'ish l'chol dinim shebatorah. All dinim, all halachas of kinyonim and things like that. Also, women and men are equal. Ve'chizkia, Rabbi Chizkia v'Rabbi Yosi Aglili Tana, Omar Kro, ve'hemis isha isha. Hishva kosov isha leish lechonisa shebetorah. All misos are equal. What's it called? Men and women. Utsrichim. You need these three limudim. The iashmina kamaisa. Right. If I only had the first one, that men and women are equal in lechol onshim shebetorah. Hashem hu dechos rachmona ala ki hechit v'havi la kapara. Over there, when we learn it from what's it called? Isha isha ki yasu mikol chatos adam. So they're equal to all the onshim. The onshim are karbanos and malchus and whatever. They're all for kapara. So, and I think the reason the Torah said women are included is because they also need a kapara. Aval dinim ish devar maso matin in ishalo. But when it comes to dinim, in other words, all the inyanim of kinyanim and nezikin, there I might think that men who are basically involved in the business world, they're included, and women not. The iashmin and dinim. It only said the case of dinim ki hechid de havi lachiyusa. That's because if women weren't included, people would have nothing to do with them, would do business with them, they wouldn't be able to live. So therefore, the Torah said that they're equal. Aval kapara ish devar mitzvah in isha de la bas mitzvah lo. Maybe the Torah was only concerned that a man who has more mitzvah should get kapara. A woman doesn't have that many mitzvahs, so she doesn't get kapara. The Iyashmin and Hanitar, if it only said those two cases, Dinim and Onshim, right, Hachamim Kapara, Vahachamishim Chiyusa, each one has a special reason to it. Avala Ink Tala, Ish Devar Mitzvah Lashalim, Kofar, Ishalo, right, but when it comes to Misa, or here specifically, it's in place of Misa, you pay Kofar for what's it called, your shore, killing an Eved, or whatever, so I might think a woman, a man who is Devar Mitzvah, right, so he needs his Kapara. On the, that's why he gets the misa, the onish of kofar, but a woman not. The iashmin and kofar mishum the ika ibud neshama. It's only said the case of kofar. That's because somebody died. So serious. Women are also included. Avlhani tarti the lekut ibud neshama emalo tzricha. Therefore, you need all three cases. Rashi. Lifnehem kulan bichlal. Men and women are everybody's included. Kamaisa isho isha kiyasu de mishtoi bekorban. If I only had the case of Korban, I would say that's for the sake of Kapara. Women need Kapara too, but other cases not. Hosum d'chos rachman ala d'havi ki'ish l'ni Kapara. Ki hechit d'havi l'chiyusa. D'i lo havi b'chlal dinim havi parshi tagri mino. People wouldn't do business with her. So in order to be able to live, people should do business with her. So the Torah was mashve noshim la noshim. But maybe the other case is not. Ish devar mitzvos mishalim balashor kofar liyorshim mishum debat li mitzvos. And maybe only because you killed a what's it called a man when you mevatel him for mitzvos, that's when you pay kofar. But if you killed a woman, not. Therefore, you need the pasuk tell me isho isho mamona din hu shishalmenu ve'eno knas v'nafkamina noigiriyat. Okay, go on. Hanizik v'hamazik b'tashlumin. The nizik and mazik share the payment. Itmar marasa noigiriyat. Yeah. Itmar palga niska, right? What is chatzin nezik? But a short time pays chatzin nezik. What is it? Rapapa omer mamona. It's It's regular mammon. The Gemara will explain the machlokas in a second. Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua amar knasa, and Rav Yeshua says that it's a knas. The chatzi nezik is knas. The nafka mina is, we'll see, that if you're molded the knas, you're potter. If you're molded the mammon, you have to pay. So if it's a knas and you chaparain and are molded before Edom come, right, that's another machlokas, whether if you're molded and then Edom come after that, you have to pay or not, right? Or you only don't pay according to your own admission, but if Edom come after that, you have to pay. Okay? But in any case, if you're molded and no Edom ever come, everybody agrees you're not chayiv to pay knas, but you're chayiv to pay mammon. So it's a nafkamina, whether chatzi nezik is knas or chatzi nezik is mammon. There are other nafkaminas also. That's the most clear one. Rav Papa Amar Mamona, why he holds mammon? Kesaver stam shvarim la becheskeshimer kayom. Stam shor lagabi keren is not, even though it's not, didn't do it three times, but you can assume that it may go and gore. It's not something totally out of the way, and you should really have to watch it that it doesn't gore either. Uvedin hu de boy lishul mekulin. Therefore, if it does, you should be chayiv the whole thing. But the Rabbanan, the Torah had Rachmanis on you, that since it wasn't done three times, and it's not something that's so usual, so you only have to pay half. It's a hanocha. Really, you should pay everything. But the Torah was makel on you to pay half, so therefore it's not a knas, it's mama. You're paying only half of what you really should pay. Rav Huna b'Rei de Yeshua Amar Knasa. He holds it to knas. Why? Kesover stam shvarim becheska shimur kaimi. Stam azoy ashor, right? You don't have to watch it, that it shouldn't gore. That's something totally out of the way. And therefore, until it does it three times, there's no reason in the world why you should think it's going to go and gore somebody. Ubedinu delo l'shalim klal. Really, you shouldn't pay anything. Barachmana hu dekansi. It's a knas to have to pay half. Because really, Meikar Adin shouldn't have to pay anything because it's something so out of the way that you don't have to anticipate that and watch your shore. That shouldn't go gore somebody. Or go gore another shore. Why, Kihechi Delintre Luture. Torah gave you a knas that you should watch it, even though normally you shouldn't have to worry about, a person wouldn't worry about watching his shore that it shouldn't gore. It's something that's out of the way. The Torah wants you to watch it. So the Torah gave you a knas that in case it gores, even the first three times, you have to pay half. So that's the machlokas. Whether without a pasuk, would you pay everything and the Torah reduced it to half, or you'd pay nothing and the Torah gave you a knas of half? Rashi, mamona din hu sheyishalmenu. Min adin, you have to pay it. Veino knas. It's not something that the Torah is mechayiv you more than normally you would have to pay. The nafkamina the imoda mikmedo asu sahadi lo mifta. Nafkamina is, if you were molded before Edom came, right, or if no Edom ever came, according to the other man, the Amar, are you pater chayiv? La becheska shimur kaimi shiragilim benegichu tzrichim shemira. Right, enichonami, it's not usual, but it's not so unusual that you shouldn't take it into consideration. Okay, tznan. So now we're going to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Hanizik v'hamazik b'tashlumim. Both the nizik and mazik share in the tashlumim. So really, when my shore is nogeach you, I should pay you everything. But the Torah was makel, and it made the nizik pay half. In other words, lose half. So we're sharing the nizik. I should really pay the whole thing. The Torah came along and said, only pay half. So basically, you're paying the other half. Ela l'man diomer palga nizke knosa. But according to the man, the Omer says that chatzin ezek is knas. Hash delavdi de shokil betashlumin. Betashlumin, he said. Over here, you're getting more than you should have gotten. You're getting half, you should have gotten nothing. So where's the nizik taking part in this payment? He's not losing anything. He really shouldn't have gotten anything. He's getting half as a present. So where's his part in this tashlumin? So the Omer says, lo nitzrcha el lepchas nadela. No. What the Mishnah is talking about is not talking about chatzi nezik. It's talking about pchas nevela. That if the shore A kills shore B, so you pay from what's it called, everything except the nevela. And not only that, you pay what's it called a half of what's it called, you pay less if the nevela got worth less. In other words, when at the time of death the nevela was worth $10, then it decreased to $7, so you take off $10 from the nezek and only have to pay 90 instead of 93, okay, because the pchas nevela goes to the nizik. So basically he's taking part in the payment because he's getting his what's it called, the nevela, right, but at the rate that it was worth when the damage took place, not at the rate that it's worth now. So he's losing $3. He's, instead of getting his full $100 damage, he's only getting what's it called, the $97 worth, $90 in the what's it called, the worth of the money, and $10 in the worth of the nevela. But the nevela now is not worth $10, it's only worth $7. So it says p'chas nevela hotani le'resha. We already learned tashlume nezek malami chibaylim mitaplim benevela. We already learned that from the first Mishnah with the Sefer, right, that said that what's it called, tashlume nezek, that you make up the damage, mashma, that you only have to pay more than what the nevela is worth. And the Gemara says that's obvious because you could use anything to pay for your damages. So you could pay the nevela for sure. No, it's talking with the nevela got worth less. So you're paying it, you're using it as payment at the original price. So Gemara says, chada b'tav v'chada b'mu'ud. No, in Echanami. One's talking about the p'chas nevela of a tam. And the other one's talking about p'chas nevela of a mu'ud. U'tzrichan, you need both. Di'yash minun tam mishum dakati lo yayit. Ava mu'ud emalo. Maybe by tam, since the ma'isa, it wasn't yet a mu'ud, and you shouldn't really have anticipated this happening, so we gave you a hanocha that you, what's it called, you only have to pay, you only can, you can use the nevela as payment at its original price. Right? That's a kula. But by mu'ud, where it's already a yayin, should have been more careful, then we don't give you that hanocha. And you only can use the nevela for its present price. The yashmina mu'ud, Yishum the Komashal and Kule. By Mu'ad, if it only said the case of Mu'ad, that you can use, you can pay for, you can use the Nevela as payment at its original price, is only by a Mu'ad, because since you're paying the whole thing. But at Tom, you're only paying half, so we're not going to give you this Hanacha too, to use the Nevela at the original price. Kamash Mullah, no, that's why you need both. Tricha. B'tashlumim, mashma, the shneim mafsidi mamon. Both are losing something. They're both contributing to the payment over here. B'tashlumim, shezem mishalim mechsev, shezem mafsid mechsev. So the obvious case would be a tam. I'm paying half, you're losing half. But if really a tam should pay nothing, you're not losing anything. You're just getting a completely half gain. The shayich nizik b'tashlumim, kolomer mafsid mimashah yoroyelo. He's losing something that was coming to him. The boy le mishkal kule, she said pasha b'shoru shalosh shomro. Really, she get everything. The Torah was makel on the mazik, so the nizik ending up paying part. The tashlumim he say b'tmiya the masha shemafsi midina. But if it's a whole paga nizka kenasa, he doesn't lose anything. The nizik's not losing anything. The pchas nevela, the chol pchas nevela the nizikul. Behind the shayach nizik b'tashlumim, shafilu also knas zichse lo Torah ain't no kukula. Even the knas the Torah gave, I'm losing a little bit because you're using part of the payment from a nevela that's not at this time worth what you're using it for. So Moshe says hotani le'resha chafti b'tashlumei nizko uktani alo tashlumei nizik malamid shabaylam etaplan nevela. You only have to make up the difference tashlum. Right, to make up the difference, not to pay the whole damage, but to make up the difference between what's left now and what was before. You only pay, you don't pay for the full damage. You pay for the damage minus what the damaged thing is worth now. What's the difference between a tam and a mu'ud? Sha'tam mishalim chatzin nezik migufo. The tam paid chatzin nezik and only from its own worth. In other words, if up till the value of the living shore. But you don't pay more than the value of the living shore. So if the damage was $200 and the original shor is only worth $75, you don't pay $100 as chatzi nezik, you only pay $75. And a mu'ad pays the full damages, and it makes no difference what the living shor is worth, you pay the full damages. So if the real living shor is worth $100, and he killed the shor worth $500, you pay $500. According to this, this is another difference. Whether what's it called, a tam and a muad, whether pchas nevela. Tam enu mishalim api atzmo. What's the Gemara says? Listening namiha. Gemara says, tam enu mishalim api atzmo. Muad mishalim api atzmo. Let's say this is the difference between knas and mammon, right? That a tam doesn't pay by itself, because it's only knas if you admit, and a muad pays even if you admit. Where it says Tana Bashir and Khanami. According to the Man Yomar, it says Palga Niska Knasa, it's a difference that the Mishnah left out. Where it says my Shire, the High Shire, we always have a rule that you never leave out one thing. If it left out things, so it left out more than one. But if it leaves out only one thing, that the Mishnah doesn't work like that. That tells me differences and only leaves out one difference. Where it says Shire Chatzi Kofer. No, it left out Chatzi Kofer. That a tam pays chatzi nezek, but if it kills, what's it called, a person, you don't pay chatzi kofer. Tam, a muad kills a person, you pay kofer. A tam doesn't pay chatzi kofer. Or it says, imishum chatzi kofer lab shiruhu. Right? If chatzi kofer is not a shir. Har money, because who's that, the Mishnah go like, Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi, domer tam ishalim chatzi kofer. That a tam does pay chatzi kofer. So that's not left out. So now again, we can't say that it left out the fact that if you're moda with the tashlum of chatzi nezek, you don't pay, because it wouldn't leave out only one thing. So it must be that that's not a difference, and therefore it's a raya, the chatzi nezek is mama. Rashi. Migufo, ve'eno shor v'chatzi nezek, mafsir ha'nezek, k'dechsi v'chotzu es kaspo. If the original animal, the animal that did the hezek, is not worth as much as the hezek, you have to pay. It's irrelevant. If chatzi nezek is knas, say this is another difference. Chatzi kofer. The Gemara says, no, it left it out. It really is a difference, it left it out. The Gemara says, it can't leave out only one thing. What else does it leave out? Chatzi kofer. Muad shehei misisa'ah b'mishalim kofer liyorship. V'tam afilu chatzi kofer lo mishalim. Rabbi Yosef Aglili hi da'om reperik shor shenoga chesapara. Tam mishalim chatzi kofer. V'leka shiura. Di'i mishum d'hai mishalim kofer sholim. V'hai lo mishalim elapalga kofer lav shiura. Let's say that's a difference. Muad pays kofer sholim. And the tam pays only chatzi kofer. That's not and left out. Dotani le tam shalom chatzi nezek or muad nezek shalom the kofer beklal. Because the Rebbe told me that difference, that a tam pays half and a muad pays whole. So it applies across the board to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Whatever a muad pays whole, the tam pays half of. So we're left with the fact that it left out only the fact that a tam is knas and a muad is mammon. Can't leave out only one thing. So it seems to imply that that's not a difference. And chatzi nezek is mammon, not knas.